Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A pleasant afternoon to everyone. My name is Charmaine. I welcome you to the Way of Life program. I'm going to continue on doing a review over the past two programs that we did regarding the ability of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So the Lord has encouraged us over those last 2 weeks that we are to rely upon the power of His Spirit. He told us that through His Spirit, we are victorious in all our situations and circumstances that confront us on a daily basis, and that by His Spirit, He has provided for us all that we need to overcome all the desires of the sinful nature. Then he confirmed what he said to us in Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. We learned that the word let in this context means permit or give permission to. That means the Holy Spirit cannot guide us if we are not willing to follow his suggestions. Our willing submission is required. We must choose to allow the Holy Spirit to influence all of our decisions or conduct. If we choose to submit ourselves to Him, our act of submission to Him will result in victory over all the desires of the sinful nature. The verse in its entirety reads, that's Galatians 5:16, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature produces sinful deeds. And we see that in Galatians 5:17. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So if we choose to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit's leading, we will never manifest anything that develops from a sinful nature. For it is through the Holy Spirit we are able to put to death the deeds of the sinful nature. Romans 8:12-13. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. That is to say, if we choose to be influenced by the desires of the sinful nature, we will not manifest anything that resembles God, who is life. And remember, we are to manifest His life as His children. For the sinful nature and its desires are the opposite of who God is and what He represents. So if we choose to be governed by the sinful nature, nothing of God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit will be seen in our conduct. The absence of the life of God is the presence of death and its deeds. That's what the sinful nature and its desires are. So how can we put an end to the deeds of the sinful nature? Verse 13 continues to read, but if through the power of the Spirit, and that's the ability of the Holy Spirit, but if through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. The word is clear. This is what differentiates us from the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's only through the Holy Spirit that we can be victorious over all the desires of the sinful nature. He helps us put to death his deeds. It's the only way that an end of the practice of sinning against God can be achieved. Because the death of such deeds, there will be no manifestation of the sinful nature in our conduct. And if there's no manifestation of the deeds of the sinful nature in our behavior, we would have put to death the practice of sinning against God. So therefore, the life of God, our Heavenly Father, that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord, expressed through the Holy Spirit, that will be visible. It will be most noticeable in our conduct. So I remind us of what he said in the previous programs, right? Rely upon the power of my Spirit. Through him, we will be victorious in every situation and circumstance that confronts us on a daily basis. And that by his Spirit, he has provided all that we need to overcome all the desires of the sinful nature. However, if we refuse to be governed by the Holy Spirit, we will be characterized by the sinful nature. For those who choose to be governed by it will manifest its desires. And we see that in Galatians 5:19-21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results will be very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. In order for us to live in complete victory, saints, we must choose to live in the Holy Spirit. There's no other roadmap to victory. There's no other blueprint. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.